ప్రగీయమానం యశః కృష్ణ మహాత్మ్య సూచకం ఆత్మానం పరిత్రాతం అశ్వత్థామ్నో అస్త్ర తేజసః స్నేహం చ వృష్ణీ పాదానాం ఈశాన్ భక్తిం చ కేతవే తేజః పరమ సంతుష్ట ప్రీతి ఉజ్జ్వలిత లోచన మహాధనాని వాసాంచి దదౌ పారాం మహామునా. తత్ర తత్రోపశిన్వాన స పూర్వేషాం మహాత్మనాం ప్రగీయమానం తయచ కృష్ణమాహాత్మ్య సూచకం ఆత్మానం చ పరిత్రాతం అశ్వత్థామ్నోస్తేజస స్నేహం చ విష్ణిపాదానాం ఈశాం భక్తిం చ కేశవే తేజః పరమసంతుష్ట ప్రీత్యుజ్జ్వలితలోచన మహాధనాని వాసాంసి దదౌహారాన్ మహామునా.
Translation. Wherever the king visited, he continuously heard the glories of his great forefathers, who were all devotees of the Lord, and also of the glorious acts of Lord Krishna. He also heard how he himself had been protected by the Lord from the powerful heat of the weapon of Ashwatthama. People also mentioned the great affection between the descendants of Rishni and Pritha, due to the latter's great devotion to Lord Keshava. The king, being very pleased with the singers of such glories, opened his eyes in great satisfaction. Out of magnanimity, he was pleased to award them very valuable necklaces and clothing.
Maharaj Parikshit, his own is true. And what did he meet in every place? Tatra tatra upasannam. Everyone was speaking very highly of Uddesha about his forefathers, especially the grandfathers, Panchapandav, Mahakana. They are not ordinary persons. Mahatmana. Mahatmana and Duratmana, two words. Mahatmana, a great mind or great personalities. And Duratmana means mischievous person. There are two kinds. Mischievous and magnanimous. Everywhere. So, the forefathers of Maharaj Parikshit, Sapurvesha, they are not ordinary person, they are Mahatma. So how one can become Mahatma? It is not very difficult. provided one wants to become Mahatma. Nothing is difficult in this world, provided one wants to have it or to become. So how to become Mahatma? That is stated in Bhagavad Gita. What is that? Mahatmanastumān prātho devī prakriti māsita bhajanti ananda manasu. This is Mahatma. So Mahatma sudurlava. First of all, Krishna said, so Mahatma sudurlava. To get a Mahatma, broadly minded, great personality, it is very difficult to find out. But still, one may try to find out what are the symptoms of Mahatma that is discussed in Bhagavad Gita. When one understands Krishna is the origin or original source of everything, janmātasya-yataḥ, as is indicated in the Vedanta Sutra, that the absolute truth is that from whom everything emanates. That is absolute truth. So what is the nature of that absolute truth, animate or inanimate? There is also discussion. Avijñā, animate. The origin, source of everything must be animate. In this way, when one comes to the conclusion, as it is stated by Krishna himself personally, matta parataram nanya kinti yasti dhananjaya, my dear Dhananjaya, there is no superior, objective than myself. So people will not accept this. If I say that there is no more superior person than me, the people will laugh. It may be true or not true, that is your problem. But if anyone is very much proud of his personality and he says that there is no more superior person than me, then at least at the beginning people will laugh. That is nature. But when Krishna says, matta parataram nanya kinti yasti dhananjaya, there is no more superior person than me, anywhere. So who will accept it? One who knows, he will accept. Yes, Krishna is the supreme personality of God. So, how this knowledge is achieved? To accept Krishna, just like we accept, by authority, we belong to the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's cult, he preached, his cult means Chaitanya cult means Krishna cult. Krishna Varna, simply describing Krishna. That was his desire. in this way, when one understands Krishna, not perfectly, one cannot understand Krishna perfectly, it is not possible. Even Krishna himself cannot understand himself. He's so great. That is greatness. God is great. That the God, who is great, he cannot also understand how great he is. That is God. Nobody can understand. But as far as possible, we can understand from the Shastra, Sadhu Shastra Guru, three sources, we can understand and make our conclusion that Krishna is the Supreme. So that is stated in the Bhagavad Gita that Bahunam Janmanavante Gyanavan Vanga Prabhadate Vasudeva Sarvamiti Samahatma Sudhu. People are searching after knowledge, philosophers, scientists, politicians, and others, so many. Everyone is after knowledge. Brahma Jigyasa. Jigyasa, everyone is inquiring. What is the supreme, absolute truth? That is possible in this human form of life, not in the caste and dolls of life. So those who are cats and dogs in the form of human beings, they cannot inquire. They cannot inquire. Because they may be in the form of a human being, but actually they are no better than cats and dogs. Who are they? Aharanidya bhayamaitanancha samanyamaitat pasubhivarana. Then, the eating material necessities of life, eating, we want to eat something, we must eat to keep this body fixed. Then we must sleep also after eating, not always, not in this assembly, but after eating, you can sleep. There is sleeping place. Not here. That is not good. So, eating, sleeping. Then, after eating, after sleeping, everyone knows, the sex becomes agitated. Then mating. Eating, sleeping, mating. And defending. How to protect myself? Because the whole world is full of enemies. This is material world. So everyone is struggling hard. How to protect myself? So these four principles are animal principles. That is the difference that the such animal propensities are there amongst the cats and dogs and in the human being also. These necessities are there. But if we remain captivated only by these four principles, then we remain cats and dogs. It doesn't matter. However nicely you are dressed, but we remain as cats and dogs, in the category of cats and dogs. The modern civilization thinks that he is actually a dog, a cat, but he dresses himself very nicely to become gentleman. So Shastra says no. We have to test whether he is human being or a cat and dog. What is? So if we see that people are engaged only in these four business, eating, sleeping, mating and defending, he is cat. Above them, they are inquiring. Athāta brahma jigyāsa. They are inquiring about the absolute truth. They are about these cats and dogs. This is the test. What subject matter is he going to ask? Just like there are big scientists, they are making research. He, petrol can be substituted. So, in the eyes of a common man, he may become a very great scientist, but those who are advanced in spiritual consciousness, they will take him no better than cat and dog. Because his subject matter is how to eat, sleep, or wait, or defend. The subject matter, we have to understand what is the subject matter of this person. That in the English proverb, he says, a man is known by his company. So similarly, if the subject matter is animalistic, ahara nidra bhaya mahitam, then however he may be big man, we will get him amongst the categories of pests and dogs. Then he is above. That above, he is inquiring about the asu, jigyasu, shreya uttamam. He is human being, jigyasu. He may not know in the beginning, but if he is inquisitive about knowing the absolute truth, he is human. Just try to understand what is the distinction between a human being and cat and dog. A human being means he is inquiring about the spirit soul or the spiritual world, the Supreme Spirit, God, Krishna. He is human. Other is cat and dog. It is very easy to distinguish. He is a cat and dog and he is a human. There is no division. What is the subject matter of his inquiry? And what he is after? What he wants in life? Everyone wants to eat very nicely, and table chairs, and nice plate, and nicely cooked food, and palatable, never mind whatever nonsense it is, it must be palatable. So that is eating problem. So in this, if we analyze, it is not difficult to find out who is a human being and who is a cat and dog. That is, everything can be understood. So, when one is inquisitive, jigyasu, and jigyasu means what kind of jigyasu? Inquisitive, shreya uttamam. Jigyasu shreya uttamam. There are fields, different fields of activities. So, when becomes inquisitive to know the ultimate necessity, Atantik Dukhanibhuti, ultimate necessity, Shreya Uttam. There are two things, Shreya and Preya. I have discussed on this thing many times. Preya means immediately very palatable. That is called Shreya, Preya. And Shreya means ultimately good. Suppose if you take some palatable foodstuff, it may be very palatable to you. There are many examples, just like smoking. Smoking, everyone knows, the scientists, the doctors, they declare this is a nonsense thing. It should be avoided. They advertise it in the packet also. But people still smoke, and that is called priya. That is called priya. Priya means immediately very nice. And shreya means when one gives it up. No, it will keep my health nice. And that is shreya. Try to understand what is shreya and priya. Another example, just like a child, he wants to play whole day. Even Krishna was playing with his friend, Mother Jasoda had to call him thrice, four times. Then he would come back. That is the nature of children. They want to play whole day and night, but that is not prayer. That is not prayer. The mother, the parents, take care. Make a boy, come here, take a bath, change your dress, take your food. It is already there. So he does not know that these things are shreya. He wants to play. Just try to understand shreya and priya. Priya means, according to one's position, there are different subject matter of sense gratification. That is called priya. And shreya means for future goodness, ultimate goal. That is called priya and shreya. Therefore, a human being is he who is inquisitive about his ultimate goal of life. to know how, what is my ultimate goal of life. That is humility. So jigyasu. So when a human becomes jigyasu, inquisitive, Sreya Uttamam. Sreya means ultimate goal of life, and Uttamam. Uttamam. Tama means darkness. Tama means darkness. Not in the darkness, but Uttamam. Udgato Tamam Jatma. When he transcends this darkness field of activities. Tamasi Ma Jyotitam. Don't remain in the darkness activity. Come to the light activity. So when one becomes inquisitive for the light activity, he is humanity. He called Jnani. The Kurmi is, they are in darkness. Their activity has no meaning. The other day we have discussed, Bartha-karma-bhi. Bartha-karma-bhi. Bartha means futile, useless. The Kurmi is that they are thinking, very busy. If you go to see a Kurmi, he say, oh, I have no time. What you are doing, sir? Now I am very busy. I am earning money. So, but Shastra says, you are simply wasting your time. Bhattva karma. Bhattva karma. The Kurmi is, they are working simply for useless result. How useless result? Because you have to change your body. Tathadehantara-prati. There is a fact. You believe or not believe. You are changing your body every moment. So, simply you have no eyes to see. You have no brain to understand. You may be, because you are cat and dog, you cannot understand. Because the cat and dog, they cannot understand that there is another life after this dog's body and cat's body. They cannot understand. So anyone who cannot understand the simple truth of the transmigration of the soul, he is no better than this cat and dog. So these Kurmis are like that. Some of them understand. They at least believe in future life, but they do not know how to stop this transmigration of the soul. That they do not know. They know it is unavoidable to change the bodies. So there is no need of endeavoring. Therefore they do not know, they cannot know, neither they can do. They simply, yes, there is life, but let me become in more comfortable situation. That in this life, they are trying just to become in comfortable situation of this body. Similarly, when they understand that, accepting at least, that there is next life, they want to go to the heavenly planet. Sargo. But they do not know that is also not ultimate happiness. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. It is nicely. Abrahma bhavana loka puranavati nadya. Because even if you go to the Brahma loka, the highest planet, either by good work or by the aeroplane Sputnik, it is not possible to go there by Putney, but you can go there by your pious activities. Jānti jīva vrata devān. Kitrīn jānti prithī vrata. Jānti. You can go. But you have to adopt things. But these are for the kurmis. Those simply want comfortable life of this body. They cannot understand that however comfortably I may live, I have to give up this body. Then what is my next position? They do not. That comes for me. So when one comes to this point to understand that this is simply futile to work for this body, he is Jnani. He is Jnani. Jnani means he is inquisitive to know the ultimate goal of life. How I am eternal, how I can get eternal life. In this way, he tries for it. That is called jnani, cosmic jnani, yogi and bhakta. There are four kinds of man. So, jnani and yogi, jnani simply speculates and yogi tries to practice. That is the difference. Their aim is the same. But yogi means he practically endeavors. And jnani means he simply theoretical. This is everything. In science also, there is theoretical and practical. So, kormi is in the darkness. Nicely dressed cats and dogs. That is kormi. And jnani, who understands the futility of simply engaged, being engaged for the bodily comfort, he understands after the body will not stay. So why am I wasting by this way? If there is another business, then jnani. And yogi means who practically endeavors. So out of the yogis, the bhakta yogi is the best. That is recommended in the Bhagavad Gita. Yogi nam api sarvesham. Yogi nam api sarvesham. There are many classes of yogi. Out of all these yogis, one yogi who is always thinking of Krishna, he is Bhaktaji. He is Bhaktaji. Yogi nam api sarvesham. Madhgata antaratmana madhgata thinking of Krishna only. He may not know very much about Krishna, but simply thinking of Krishna. Oh, that is sufficient. That is sufficient. Yes, we have got the deity of Krishna, and if you 24 hours see the deity only, seeing here, you will be perfect. You will be perfect. Simply by seeing. And then here, then chant. There are so many. Savanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Pada, Srivanam. Nine kinds of methods. You adopt them all, or some of them, or at least one. Then you become perfect. That is Bhakti Yogi. Samayarana. Think of Deno Deno Prakarena, Manak Krishnini Vihar. That is the instruction of Rupa Goswami. Samayarana. Just engage your mind in Krishna. Samayana. Tisham satatajuktana. Krishna also says, satatajuktana. Continuously attached. Tisham satatajuktana. Bhajatana priti bhutbhavam. Priti bhutbhavam. Here it is priti, it is said. Priti ujjambhita. So, with love. With love or no love, without love you cannot think of Krishna. That is not possible. So as soon as you think of Krishna, there is a tinge of love, must be there. So if, as you increase your thinking of Krishna, then you increase the love of Krishna. That is recommended by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That is our ultimate goal of life. Prema Pumartha Maha. Prema Pumartha Maha. Everyone is attached to those who are human beings. Dharmatha Kama Moksha. Because means they want to be religious. They go to temple, church for some material benefit. Oh God, give us our daily bread. That is their function. That is still. That is accepted. So in this way, we have discussed many times, so the jnani, who is Mahatma, that is the subject matter we discussed. So jnani, the Mahatmas are to be found not among the kormis, but among the jnanis, jnani people. Just like in India, we manufacture some Mahatma. But according to Shastra, he is not Mahatma because he was Mahatma Gandhi, I mean to say. He was not on the platform of knowledge. He was on the platform of karma, kurmi. He wanted to deliver his countrymen from the clutches of the Britishers. That was his aim. But because he was not Jnani, he could not understand that why I am trying to drive away some people for the benefit of another. That is a great subject matter. So, anyone who is in the Kormi field, he is not Jnani. He is not Jnani or Mahatma. Then, who is Mahatma? And that is explained in the Bhagavad-gita. Bahunam janmanam ante. After working uselessly for many, many lives, like cats and dogs, trees and plants and like that, evolution. When one works for understanding the ultimate goal of life, Jnani. So Jnanis also cannot understand immediately that Krishna is the ultimate goal of life. They cannot understand. Although it is stated that Vedashya Sarvai Ahameva Vedyam. Through the studies of Vedas, what knowledge one should achieve? When one achieves the knowledge that Krishna is the supreme law, that is, it is a perfection of Vedic study. But these so-called Jnanis, they are simply bookworm, simply reading Vedas, whole Vedas. And they say, we are concerned with Vedas. We are not concerned with Krishna. Just like the Jagdik Brahmana. Jagdik Brahmana, they were interested with the Vedas. But their wives were interested with Krishna. So they got perfection. So, in this way, Jnanis, Kormi are rejected. Kormi are useless. And Jnanis, when they cultivate knowledge, not in one life, because immediately they will not accept that Krishna is the ultimate goal. They are surprised. How Krishna? You are a cowherd boy playing with the cows and calves. He can be, this is Maya. Therefore they are called Mayavadi. They cannot understand. They cannot understand what is the position of Krishna, although they are studying Vedas. So, the Jnanis, Jnanis, they also immediately come. Therefore, they have to try to come to this position of understanding Krishna many, many births. Bahunam janmanamanti. Not in one birth. They will have to take birth. Their so-called liberation is not possible. Because if you have to take birth, then where is your liberation? There is no liberation. Liberation means no more accepting birth in this material. That is called liberation. So, Bhagavad Gita says, Bahunam janmanamanti jnanamah. Those are cultivating knowledge. So there is no mukti. Because they have to take birth again. So in this way, Bahunam janmanamanti jnanamah maham prapattati. When he actually comes to the knowledge point, he surrenders to Krishna. Then, Vasudeva sarvamiti sa mahatma sudurlabha. This is Mahatma. When he understands that Krishna is the, because the perfection of knowledge means to know the ultimate source. Yathātu brahma jigyāsa, janmātasya jataha, from where everything is emanated. But they do not know, the scientists, philosophers, they do not know. They are simply speculating. That's all. Actually, they do not know. But when one knows, then he perceives. And what is that knowledge? Vasudeva sarvamiti. Sa mahatma sudurlabha. That is mahatma. Again, it is a further expense. Then what is the business of mahatma? Suppose he understands, surrenders to Krishna. Then what is his business? Simply knowing and surrendering will do? No. Mahatma rastumān prākhu-devī prakriti māsita bhajanti. Ananda Manishu, engaged in service, Not that I have understood Krishna, let me sit down and sleep now. He is not Mahatma. But, Vasudeva Sarvamiti Sama, Mahatmanas to Manprata, Devi Pratiti Vasu. Devi. Devi means spiritual. Spiritual energy. He is in the spiritual energy, not this material energy, aharamitya bhayavaita. Spiritual energy. And what is the symptom of being in the spiritual? Bhajanti, always chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. So they are Mahatmas. Thank you very much.